back to New York City, where this morning the original Occupy Wall Street encampment was cleared by authorities. Last month, Ibrahim Abdallah paid a visit to the protesters in Zuccotti Park. Abdallah was born in Egypt and now works in marketing in New York. Earlier this year, Abdallah spent 3 days back home in Cairo's Tahrir Square. So when he went to Zuccotti Park last month, he had some perspective. A few weeks ago, Abdallah had this advice for the Occupy activists in Manhattan.
Make it simple, stupid, you know, like keep it in four words, keep it like, you know, get a chin, get some, you guys need to work on the marketing, like really. It's just not catchy enough. You need Egyptian marketers to come and fix it for you.
Ibrahim Abdallah, I think if you were a real New Yorker, you would have said, you need Egyptian marketers to come here and fix this for you? Come on.
Well, they actually did do that. They had some people who were leading the protests in Egypt that came and visited the park, and they spoke to the protesters. But I think they were doing it for their own parliamentary campaigns in Egypt.
Right. So that was you, we just heard, in mid-October, commenting on the lack of proper sloganing coming from the movement. What would you say about the movement today after the clearing out by authorities this morning?
Well, I don't want to, you know, sound full of myself, but I think I was right. I think what happened is the movement, it failed because they lacked a clear goal, a clear slogan that can rally people around. They were missing that. And when I talked to people there, some of them actually were saying that they were happy not to have a clear goal because they wanted to create a bigger discussion between people. They wanted people to get involved and talk and discuss the issues. But, you know, in my opinion, I don't think that works. I don't think it works because the average Joe cannot operate that way. You need to give him something really simple that he can follow.
Well, obviously the goal of Tahrir Square was much different from whatever the goal is or was with Occupy Wall Street. But it's interesting what the connection might be because when you were in Tahrir Square last February, you noticed that some of the slogans you heard and saw on signs there showed up later in Tel Aviv and New York as well.
Yeah.
Give us some examples of what you saw and heard and what kind of impression that made on you.
Well, some of the slogans that people used in Egypt, like Aish Hurriya Adala Ijtimaiya, bread, freedom, social justice, and irhal, which means leave. We've seen them in signs that were used in New York, in Rome, in Tel Aviv. And I think most Egyptians were really happy to see that because for the first time, they saw that Westerners were copying them. Because, you know, when you grew up in the Middle East, in countries like Egypt, you so look up to the West. You so admire that culture. And you feel that they don't admire your culture. So for the first time, I think people saw that Westerners were copying them. And that created a lot of like buzz on social media, and people were sharing pictures about it and things of that sort. But I don't think it was relevant because in Egypt, in Tunisia, in Yemen, the goal is very clear. There's a clear enemy that everybody's fighting. That's not the case in New York. So it was very nice to see that. At the same time, it didn't really do anything for the movement because it wasn't relevant to them.
Given how you looked up to the West through your youth, did you think the American protesters at Occupy Wall Street kind of let you down?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, I really wanted this movement to work, and I think a lot of people did. I think a lot of people like thought there was a lot of potential in that movement, but it didn't speak to the masses.
And as busted up as it may be at this point, do you think the movement should regroup and reinvent, you know, itself into a political party perhaps? I mean, maybe with your experience in marketing, there must be something to brand there at this point. I mean, they've been out camping for weeks now.
Right, but I don't know what they want to accomplish. I think Egypt went through this. In Egypt, it didn't come up one day and everybody went to the streets and knew what they wanted. It took years. But what we did in Egypt is we forced the president to step down. That's not the goal here.
So is the advice then, get a goal?
Get a goal. Keep it simple, stupid. Make it something that everybody can agree on. Not just a small group of protesters in New York City and big cities. A goal that can appeal to people in, you know, middle America. Because unless you do that, you really have no chance.
Same advice you had last month. Make it simple,
stupid.
Pretty
much. Keep it simple, stupid. It's KISS. It's, you know, it's marketing strategy. KISS. Keep it simple, stupid.
You're good.
I try.
Ibrahim Abdallah, thanks very much for speaking with us.
Thank you, sir.